On écoute Jake Allen.
To where it was at the start of the year, you know, we have a good hockey team. You know, I know we believe it internally, and you know, I believe it personally. We have good people and good leadership and good players, and we just got to get back to where we were at the start of the year.
Eugenia.
Jake, after a full week off, kind of mini training camp, were you surprised by the way the team played the last two games?
No, you know, sometimes when you take a little bit of time off, it takes a little bit more time to get your game back. But still, there's no excuse. We got to find a way to get back on the horse here and get some points in the column. You know, you look at the leaderboard and it's tight, and games are tight. Everything's tight. You know, every game counts. And you know, I know it wasn't perfect tonight, but we found a way to get a point. It wasn't pretty. It pairs at a big goal and point. Move on. Focus on the next game.
Shall I be?
Yeah, Jake, the two goals in regular time there, are these just a couple bad bounces? Is there anything else that you could have done there, or are you just bad bounces?
To be honest, I don't ever watch the replay or Jumbotron, so I have no idea. Once the puck's in the net, I couldn't tell you. I'll have to take a look at those tomorrow. And I think the first one was just a little – I really have no idea. It just floated over my head and in the net. So we'll check her out tomorrow.
Is there a time about you?
Yes, Jake, you saw a lot of action during the overtime. What happened in front of you with your teammates?
You know, it's 3-on-3s. You know, it's sort of a crapshoot, to be honest. That's the way I've always thought of it. So you're going to win some, you're going to lose some. It's all about breakdowns and getting guys tired on the ice. And, you know, we had our chances, they had their chances. And, you know, tired legs, it's tough out there. There's a lot of space, you know, for guys to move. And, you know, we'll find a way to win the next one.
Marc-Antoine Godin.
Hello, Jake. What would you say you guys did better on the PK tonight compared to previous games?
You know, I haven't been in the net the last couple of games, so it's a little bit different for me. But I think just tonight just felt a lot more predictable. I think you knew where guys are going to be. You know, we stayed relatively simple, relatively in a nice box, and sort of let them, you know, work the way on the around the outside. And if they wanted to try to get inside, then the guys went to work. I think they just kept it simple, direct, and predictable.
Thank you, Jake.
Parlant de Suzuki, on va l'écouter. Il est au podium pour répondre aux questions des médias. Nick Suzuki.
Raise your hand for questions. S'il vous plaît, levez vos mains. Merci. Stu Cowan.
Nick, it's been almost like watching two different teams this season, the first 10 games and now the last seven. How can you explain the differences between the two segments?
I think we're pretty much all up in our own heads right now. I think just overthinking it, playing not to lose, and that's never a good thing to do. I think at the start of the season, we were real energized, and everyone was having fun. Just that's got away from us.
Arpin Basu.
Hey, Nick. If you had to identify one thing you guys are not doing to create offense, what would you pinpoint?
I think we're doing a good job, especially today. I thought we were breaking out well, transitioning well. It's just that sustained pressure. You saw it. Well, my line had a good shift there, and then the next line came out and scored. So I think as a team, that's how we got to play, just come in waves. We've kind of gotten away from that. We've been a lot of a one-and-done team, so we have to get back to all four lines, just coming after each other.
Yeah, Nick, what makes the Senators a team tough to play against?
Yeah, I think they're well-structured. They work hard. They definitely get up for the games against us. It's a big rivalry, and we have to bring that same intensity. I thought started off well. Had a good second period. We gave up way too many breakaways. Jake really bailed us out a lot of the time. We were in it till the OT, so we just got to find ways to win those games.
I think you were getting out of almost a week off. It was sort of a mini camp for the Canadians. Is it adding to the frustration, the fact that we were not able to get a win during the weekend?
Yeah, I think everyone's pretty frustrated with how we've been playing and not winning at all. So it's up to us to find a way out of this. we still believe in each other, and we still have a strong group. So we just got to work our way out of it.
Thank you.
Probably your best game in the faceoff circle. Are you feeling more comfortable there now?
Yeah, it's been obviously a point of discussion throughout the whole season. Trying to get better, trying to learn more. It's a lot of the times just working with the linesmen, working on it in practice. I've always felt comfortable. Some of the draws just weren't going my way earlier in the season, but just take this as a positive note.
Eric Engels.
Hey, Nick, what makes you say that you guys are up in your own heads right now? Is it what you see on the ice? Is it what you're feeling on the bench and in the room? Is it all three of those things?
Yeah, I think it's maybe a little mixture of both. Like I said, overthinking is a big thing in hockey. I've gone through it in the last few games. I'm just trying to play simple. I know we're not scoring as much as we did at the start of the season. And we know we have to bear down on those chances and a couple opportunities to shoot that we're looking to pass. So we just got to keep it simple as a team and just get back to the basics of what we were doing before.
You mentioned the psychological aspect of it. Nick, is there something also physically that you guys are not doing on the ice?
I thought we've been skating well both these games this weekend. Thought everyone had good energy. We were playing fast like we usually do. But maybe we just have to be stronger on pucks, I think. I don't know. We usually get to see the stats of pucks won and pucks lost. So I got to take a look at that tonight. But as a team, I think we can just generate more from winning battles and transitioning quick.
Claude Julien maintenant au podium pour répondre aux questions des médias.
Merci Paul. Claude, tes joueurs viennent de nous parler. On parlait de qui pensait trop, qui était frustré, qui se complique un peu la vie dernièrement. Est-ce que c'est attribuable au début de saison qui, sans dire était facile, mais était peut-être plus il y avait plus de succès en début de saison et tout cliquait pour eux autres?
Je te dirais non. Écoute, on n'a jamais rien pris pour acquis, là, même avec un bon début de saison. On savait que ça pourrait être une saison difficile avec le calendrier, la façon que c'est fait, puis il y a des hauts et des bas. Maintenant, c'est trouver le moyen de gérer cette situation-là qui est sans aucun doute frustrante. Là, quand tu vois, tu as quand même des bons efforts de la majorité de tes joueurs, mais les décisions qui sont prises, comme tu as vu à la fin, là, des échappées, puis des mauvaises passes, etc. C'est des choses comme ça qu'il faut vraiment nettoyer.
Merci, Paul. Claude, tu sais, c'est l'intensité quand même, le travail est là, mais comment expliques-tu qu'après une semaine de camp comme ça, tu sais, il semble y avoir un manque de cohésion puis de finition? Ça doit être un peu fâchant, frustrant pour toi de voir ça en fin de semaine?
Écoute, Luc, ça a commencé un petit peu avant même la semaine là, qu'on a manqué. C'est sûr qu'on a gagné notre dernier match contre Toronto, mais avant ça, on avait perdu 3-4. Là, puis ça a commencé bien avant la dernière semaine qu'on a passé au travers. C'est que je pense qu'en bout de ligne, c'est plus une situation du genre de décision semble rempirer là, depuis deux matchs. Là. L'effort est quand même là, mais les erreurs qu'on fait, là, c'est des erreurs qui sont plus ou moins, là, quand je dis inacceptables, là, c'est des erreurs qui sont coûteuses. C'est ce qu'il faut nettoyer.
Patrick.
Considering the speed you have and the skill level, is it disappointing to be dominated like that in the overtime? You were outshot 6-0 and looked like they had 3 or 4 really good scoring chances there?
Yeah, absolutely. We're just sloppy in overtime. Like, you know, they make a bad change. We should have a 3-on-2, and we make a bad pass and ends up on their stick for a breakaway. We just got sloppy. We got tired at the end. I mean, that goal that they scored, we had two guys that had been out there for a long time, and we didn't handle it well, and we end up giving them the opportunity to win a hockey game.
Jean-Luc.
Claude, a few minutes ago, Nick Suzuki was saying that he believes the team's struggles right now are stemming from, quote, being up in their own heads and playing not to lose. When you hear that from your players, typically what's the solution that you as a coaching staff can help bring them out of it?
Well, we've all been through that before, and it's just a matter of simplifying your game and playing with some confidence and making things happen. I think, you know, at the end of the day, we should have simplified our game. Like some of the breakaways we give is we're just being, we're playing high risk hockey at times. We're making some decisions that are high risk, and it ends up costing us. So we just need to settle down here and play a more stable type of game.
Ah oui, Claude, juste en premier, Jonathan Drouin, est-ce qu'il y a des nouvelles là, de ce côté-là?
Non, aucune nouvelle pour l'instant. Là. C'est, on m'a dit qu'il ne revenait pas au jeu, mais on va le réévaluer puis peut-être, peut-être avoir des nouvelles pour vous autres demain.
Martin McGuire.
Claude, avez-vous l'impression que vous avez peut-être un peu, je mets le mot entre guillemets, gaspillé une bonne prestation de votre gardien aussi?
Absolument. Notre gardien était excellent ce soir. Là. Il nous a donné... justement, une bonne prestation. Il nous a au moins donné l'occasion d'aller chercher un point.
Claude, it's been almost like watching two teams, the first 10 games and now the last seven. Can you explain that? Has it been frustrating for you, or how, what's the difference between the two segments?
Well, there's one that everything was going well and we played with lots of confidence. And lately, what we're doing is we're pressing. And because we're pressing, we're making some high-risk decisions, and those are becoming costly.
Eric Engels.
Claude, you said you've been through this many times. You obviously had a long hockey career. Your schedule is unrelenting. What can you do between now and your next game to loosen this group up and get that tension out of the game?
Well, I don't know if it's about loosening them up. It's about tightening things up a little bit. And like I just said here, when you're pressing, you take gambles. And when you're gambling, most of the time it ends up against you. So we got to maybe... kind of simplify our game here, keep it simple, and just grind it out. And I think if you can minimize the mistakes, because at the end of the night, that's two nights in a row now where we feel we've lost games because of the mistakes that we've made. So we got to minimize those.
Claude, j'ai l'impression que l'histoire se répète un peu à propos des pénalités, mais ta volonté de vouloir rouler tes quatre lignes, de venir attaquer par vague, ça brise constamment votre rythme. En première moitié de match, les punitions t'ont empêché de pouvoir utiliser tes trios comme tu aurais voulu.
Absolument. Surtout quand tu joues deux en deux, là, c'est important d'utiliser ton banc au complet. Mais quand tu n'as pas le choix, tu t'ajustes. C'est ce qu'on a fait ce soir.
Merci, Claude.